Praise God, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I'm at a place here. I've kind of stepped off again out into the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's a wonderful place to be. Jesus trained his men.
Yes, he did.
The things that I do, you'll do also. The works that I do, shall you also do. He trained them in healing and miracles. And he said, now you go into all the world, you do the same thing. We read that.
These signs, signature.
Yeah, these signs. I'll sign this thing.
Amen.
And Matthew records that he said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and earth. And in that, all of it, that didn't leave any for the devil. All of it. Mm-hmm. And you go in my name, and you do. You make disciples and baptize. He gave baptism instructions, all of this. Well, which one's right? All of them, they were all there. But the Spirit of God laid on each one of them's heart to record exactly what he wanted us to know. Amen. And then Luke recorded, as they watched, it said, the blessing. He blessed them.
Yes, he did.
He was blessing them as he left. So the power of the blessing of Adam, the blessing of Abraham, the power of that blessing, that's how powerful the blessing is. It's never changed.
No.
It's the blessing of the Lord. When I was a little boy in the Baptist church, they would pray the benediction. I thought, what is that? And there was an evangelist came one time. Oh, he stepped out beside the pulpit, got down on one knee and prayed. I thought, is only half of his prayer going to be answered? I did not know that benediction meant blessing.
Wow. Wow.
That's what it means. That is the word. Blessing. Are blessed in Spanish. Benedicción. I didn't know. And they pray, brother so-and-so, would you lead us in the benediction? And they'd pray, we'll remember the sick. You're dismissed. The pastor meets you at the door, shake your hands. Well, of course, there's more to it than that, but I was just a little boy. I didn't know any of that. But here's the meat. This final Passover meal that changed heaven and earth. Nobody but Jesus knew that he was headed to the cross. It's very interesting that he got Judas out of there before he got into any of these things.
Had to.
He had to get that devil out of the house. And in this 13th chapter of John, verse 30, he then having received the sop went immediately out and it was night. He's gone. When he was gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified. And God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify himself and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you, you shall seek me. And as I said to the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. And now I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you also love one another. By this shall all, now men is in italics. By this shall all mankind, all people, know, gnosko, have an intimate relationship. That you are my disciples if you have love one to another. A new commandment. It covers all of the ten. And when you go to 1 John, he explains it there. We have known and believed the love that he has for us. You have to believe it.
That's right.
And I remember, before I knew any better, well, I just don't understand it. Well, that was it. I didn't understand it. And I've heard people, if you just ask Christians anywhere, what is our commandment? That we love one another. Well, yes, but it's in two parts. You find that in 1 John. That you believe on the name and love one another. Believing on the name is where the power is.
That's it.
And love one another keeps the commandment.
Look at this in John chapter 14, just right behind that.
Yes, sir.
Verse 11, believe me that I am, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall I do because I go to my Father. And whosoever asks the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Praise God. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. Now, he just talked about up here doing the same work. I will manifest. He loves them all. But if you love me and you do what I tell you to do, you'll be loved of my Father and you'll be loved of me and I will manifest myself to you. And that's forever.
That's right.
Red words win.
Well, let me flip you to chapter 15. It's that same prayer. He talks about I'm the vine, you're the branches. Yes, Look at verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. There's the commandment.
Keep my commandments. You abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandment. Now listen, and I'll paraphrase this, because I pray this every night. One came to him and tempted him. Said, what's the greatest commandment? The greatest commandment, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. The second is like unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. On these commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Love. Love the Father first, love your neighbor as yourself. That's when they got into that discussion. Well, who is my neighbor and all that? But the important thing is love is the curtain rod that all the law and which all the law and the prophets hang. So then he stepped over in this and made love a commandment.
Right.
Believe it. Believe on the name. And then he starts in, you're going to have to love your brother. You're going to have to.
He explains the highest level of love is found right here in 15, verse 13. Greater love had no man than he lay down his life for his friends. Well, that's what he's about to do. Peter said, I want to go where you're going. Well, you can't,
you
Peter.
Can't
I have to do this.
Yeah. Now, friend, that's a covenant thing right there.
Verse 14, you are my friends.
Yes.
There's covenant.
Yes.
There's our new covenant. If you do whatever soever I command you. And then he goes down here, but I have called you friends in verse 15. So just like my father Abraham, I am a friend of God.
Yes, sir.
And I demonstrate that by keeping that commandment.
Keep that commandment of love.
That explains Revelation. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony and loved not their life unto death. Well, he's the one that loved not his life unto death.
That's right. That's right.
And now I'm his friend because I have put my faith in that.
I heard Brother Hagin say, where would you go to tell what kind of Christian a man or a woman is? You wouldn't go to church. You go home with them. That's where you find out. Because they may have had a fuss all the way coming to church, a smile just as walk in the church door. And then fight all the way home. And I thank God that Gloria and I have never had that. And we've been married 61 years, and that has not been part of our lives. She said not long ago, she said, isn't it wonderful not to have wasted a lot of time on strife and fussing and fighting?
That's good.
It's just not there in our house. And where our children were concerned, we're a solid front.
That's right.
Because we love them.
You know, that's what Jesus did that night. He got that strife out of that room.
Yes, he did. And as we were talking earlier, we know from what he said when that alabaster box of perfume was spilled on his feet.
Who complained about it?
Yeah. He said, what a waste. This could have been sold and given to the and give the money to the poor. And the scripture says, it's not because he cared anything about the poor, it was because he was a thief. And I'm convinced he started strife the whole 3.5 years. Because we have examples of it. That he's picky and irritating to everybody. And he was a thief stealing out of that bag. Peter got wind of that.
No, he'd have taken his head off.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he tried in the garden.
Yeah. He tried to kill that guy with a sword, and the guy ducked and whacked his ear off. Malchus's ear. And Jesus put it back and said, don't be doing that. But
Well, Peter asked him that night when he said, the one who dipped with me, well, who is it? Yeah. I mean, Peter's...
He wanted to know right then, I'm going to get him. Oh, Jesus.
Exactly right.
But, now listen, having that kind of spirit about him got him in trouble. Mm-hmm. He denied him. And Jesus told him, he said, I pray that your faith fail not. Because the devil's going to try to sift you.
But he gave all them that commandment. All of those guys got the same commandment, go into all the world, preach the gospel, signs following. He trained them and do what he did.
He told them, he trained them, and he turned it over to them.
Yeah.
When they didn't have any food, he said, you feed them. What? You feed them.
No, we don't have enough.
He prayed. He prayed the increased prayer and blessed it. But they handed the food out to his disciples. The miracle happened in their hands. So when all of this was said and done, and then the Spirit of God came and brought it all back into their memories. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now what happened in the life of Peter?
Amen. Well, the very first thing you see after he's filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 4, he's walking along and he says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, in the name of Jesus, that man leaping was immediately healed. He's doing exactly what his rabbi had done. No more, no less.
Yes, exactly.
Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Holy Ghost power, went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Once I have the realization God is with me, then that's what I do. That's how I sign his name as power of attorney. And now there's a transition, and I'm very excited about it, Brother Copeland. The transition that's happening in this ministry with what God is telling you to do and the anointing that has been placed in your hands at the prophet's level of healing.
Praise God.
I am so excited about it, and I'm drawing on it. Every time you speak, I'm going to be there drawing on it. You will too.
Yes, amen. Well, when captain of the airplane, Bob DeWeese, such a lovely man, when he had that bad heart attack, he was in the hospital. And so, of course, Brother Roberts went up there to pray for him. His granddaughter wouldn't let him leave. She said, you didn't pray a tent prayer over him. And he went back in there. Prayed a tent prayer and he got up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That anointing, see, because he was not having tent meetings anymore. And I was in two of the last ones. And he wasn't doing that anymore. But I'm telling you, Brother DeWeese's granddaughter got in his face. She said, you go back in there and you pray a tent prayer. So we did.
You know, she did exactly what Jesus did to Brother Hagin. You're going to have to tell him you're anointed. She reminded Brother Roberts of his anointing.
Well, that's right. She did. She reminded him.
She put a demand on, reminded him. Right. The Father even says, put me in remembrance. And that's what she did. She put him in remembrance of, no, I need a tent prayer.
Yeah.
I want you to step into that anointing.
Step into that boldness. And he did. And he was healed.
Amen.
Praise God. So now this here now, and let's take it down to this. When we became, Gloria and I became partners with Oral Roberts Ministry.
Yeah.
And became partner of that ministry. That, and then as Brother Roberts laid hands on me, then on purpose. Well, then that anointing came on me. Then through Brother Hagin, a prophet of God, separated me to the prophet's office after I'd been in the ministry for 10 years. Then the anointing of, you find this in the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, that every joint supplies of that anointing. Then the anointings of those two ministries came together on this ministry.
Yes.
And like Brother Hagin said, don't start where I started. Take what you learned from me and go from there. And we did. And all of those things came together. And we didn't have any fear then, even when the Lord said, stay out of debt. I didn't have any fear of it. I just didn't know how to do it.
We both have Kenneth Copeland Bible College shirts on. Somebody asked me a few years ago when it started, well, why in the world would Brother Copeland start a Bible school? There's ORU and there's Rhema. Well, I said, you just explained it. ORU and Rhema. Where's his spiritual anointing from? ORU and Rhema. Kenneth Hagin or Oral Roberts. It's only natural for that same seed to sprout again in Kenneth Copeland Bible College. So now that healing anointing at the prophet's level from both of them is now that transition is happening in this ministry. And it's all coming together for this last time, this end
and
age.
And here's what was so big out of that. Well, of course, we're still involved in covenant relationships.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those two men well aware of it. So we began to say it. And Brother Hagin said, I'm going to preach that. This is the gospel of the kingdom. I'm going to preach that Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus baptizes in the Holy Ghost and is our soon coming King. And he said, and I'm going to preach it. Now, he's going by what the Lord told him. I'm going to preach it from border to border and coast to coast.
That's right.
Well, I heard that. But now both of them preach prosperity. But Oral Roberts, Granville Oral Roberts, had a manifestation of the laws of prosperity before he was ever in the fullness of the healing miracle ministry. From a very wealthy farmer. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a parsonage. He gave the last $50, his whole $50 paycheck to start an offering. But then he got home and he realized he had to tell Evelyn. He did, and she said, Oral, you didn't do that. He said, yes, I did. Well, about 4 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock at the door. He said, Oral, I'm ashamed of myself. I didn't give anything in that offering tonight. He said, I had this buried in a can. He said, I've been playing the stock market, and I'm about to lose my farm. It was 4 new $100 bills. And he said, I'm a farmer, and I know you have to sow a seed to get a harvest. He said, I went in there and fanned those 4 $100 bills, and he said, we had a shout.
Yes, he did.
He taught that to me.
Right.
The importance of having enough money to do what you're called to do.
Right.
And he had the abundant life. Got it out of John 10:10. Now come that you have life and have it more
abundantly.
His magazine was The Abundant Life. Mm-hmm. Well, our magazine is Victory. Brother Hagin's magazine was Healing and Faith.
Word of Faith.
Word of Faith. And we're out of time. And we finished on a smile.
Yes.
Glory to God. And the Lord said to me, prosper spiritually. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, in all ways, to be a prosperous believer. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, and we praise you for a wonderful week. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. Thank you for joining us this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today is offering day on the broadcast, and we want to give you an opportunity to sow into the word you've heard. The foundation scripture for offering day is Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, which says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. You can sow into this ministry and reap from the goodness of God, because the gospel is going into all the earth and you are a part of that. As you sow today, you're activating miracles in the realm of the supernatural. And as you do that, that flow is beginning to happen in your life, where answers and miracles and revelation is coming back to you. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for your prayers and faithful giving. And it's because of you and the faithfulness of God that KCM has been able to preach the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. The good news of the gospel has touched families and generations around the world. The Lord called Brother Copeland to preach and teach faith, and that's what he's done for the last 55 years. When you partner with KCM through your prayers and financial support, you're sowing into a ministry that specializes in using their faith. Let me pray over you. Father, in Jesus' name, as people give today, I thank you that they're activating the flow of miracles in their life. Father, we release that flow. We speak to those seeds and say, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of God that is flowing right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
Now the Spirit of God set us up for 2 weeks with Mark and Trina, who we are in Christ and what we have in Christ. Well, that's what this week has been about. And healing belongs to us, but it is the commandment of the church, not the preachers, to preach the word, lay hands on the sick. If the whole church get busy with this thing, can you imagine what kind of outpouring we'd have in this country and around the world? Well, it's begun. It's already started.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us. We'll see you next time. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens and the entire class and Kenneth Copeland Ministries and EMIC reminding you again that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is Lord. So give God a great praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Glory
you.
Glory be to God forevermore.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609, go online to kcm.org/give, or call 800-600-7395. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.